Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Dave Richard is Chicago Guy Made Good. You can catch Dave and the rest of the CBS Sports Fantasy crew on CBS Sports HQ, streaming live 24/7 on anything that gets Wi-Fi. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Molly, David, good morning. Good to talk to you guys. And how about those Bears? That defense looked really good against the Seahawks on Monday. And they should look good again against the Cardinals this Sunday. But I always temper expectations a little bit when the team plays on Monday and then is on the road the following Sunday. It's really kind of a tough spot for a team to be in. But Arizona's offense is really, really ugly right now. I know they're going to get David Johnson going. Larry Fitzgerald just doesn't look quite as nimble as he once did. And the rest of that unit is just not very good. So I think this Bears defense can keep it rolling.
And their quarterback stinks. I mean, really, they don't have an answer at quarterback.
Well, they do. They're just not playing him.
Right. And if they do play him, that's a heck of a defense to play in your first start.
Right. I don't think they're going to play him unless something happens to Sam Bradford.
Yeah, looking forward, after that trip, they come home and take on Tampa. And, you know, we have a lot of people wondering about Fitzmagic and does the magic end against the Steelers. What have you seen from him? And this pace he's on is absolutely unbelievable. Can he keep it up?
What I've seen from him is a perfect storm of good protection from his offensive line, great play from his healthy wide receivers, and he's just been on target. You know, DeSean Jackson's had two monster games. He has yet to miss on a target to DeSean Jackson, 9 of 9. Uh-huh. And his completion percentage, Fitzpatrick's, is almost at 80%. He's averaging over 13 yards per catch. He's attacking downfield, great play calling, and they can't run the ball worth a lick. So it's literally a perfect situation for Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if one of those things change, then everything could change, and Fitzpatrick could come back down to earth and be, you know, backup quarterback, which is what he's been for much of his career. I think against the Steelers, nothing's set to change. I think it's going to be a good matchup for him. Should be a high-scoring game on Monday, and I like Fitzpatrick this week. I think he's good enough to call a starter in fantasy football. I would take him ahead of guys like Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford against the Patriots. Carson Wentz is making his big debut this week against Indianapolis. I'll take Fitzpatrick ahead of him. I'll take Fitzpatrick ahead of Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton, Alex Smith. Andrew Luck is a guy that's disappointed fantasy owners. I think Fitzpatrick is a better option with more upside, and in the way that fantasy has shaken out so far this season, people have no choice. They've got to go with upside because so many points are being scored.
All right, Dave, your public awaits. Ryan is in Villa Park. You're on the score with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. I got a flex question, half-point PPR, Juju or Tevin Coleman?
You've got to go with Juju. The way that he's playing right now, the targets he's been getting, and as great as Tampa Bay's offense has been, their defense has been terrible against the pass. I think you're going to see Smith-Schuster continue to put up a lot of points.
Would you? I'm just curious, when you talk about Wentz coming back, I mean, I can understand taking Ryan Fitzpatrick over him. Would you take anyone over him? I mean, what do you expect from him as he comes back?
I would expect a conservative game plan, especially against the Colts. You know, their coach is Frank Reich. He used to be in Philadelphia, probably knows quite a bit about what the Eagles' scheme is and what Carson Wentz's tendencies are. So normally this would be an amazing matchup for Wentz to come back to, and you'd start him, all systems go. But he hasn't really had much competition across from him. The training camp doesn't really count. They didn't scrimmage against anybody. He didn't play in the preseason. Clearly didn't play in the first two games. So there's some rust that needs to be knocked off. I'll take a chance on Wentz ahead of guys with tough matchups. Phillip Rivers has a disgusting matchup against the Rams this week. I think Wentz can be better than him. I think Wentz will be better than both the quarterbacks playing on Thursday. I'll take Wentz over Case Keenum, too. But outside of those guys like Blake Bortles, Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, I actually like a lot this week. I would take those guys well ahead of Carson Wentz.
Tim in Downers Grove, you're on the score with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. I need one wide receiver out of these three in a half-point PPR. Quincy Enunwa, Devin Funchess, or Antonio Callaway? Thanks.
You've got good receivers for your bench, but one of them is a head and shoulders above the rest, and it's a guy who's been getting double-digit targets. It's Quincy Enunwa. Plenty of catches going his way tonight against the Browns. He's really the most trustworthy Jets receiver in fantasy or for Sam Darnold, and he really meshes with what Sam Darnold's strengths are, which is throwing accurately over the middle of the field. And that's really where Enunwa's going to get a lot of his production from, and because of his volume, he'll be good as a borderline number two fantasy wide receiver this week.
Let's try Kyle. Kyle's in Glendale Heights. Kyle, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I need one running back and a full PPR. I got Matt Breida, McCoy, or Peyton Barber.
You were done as soon as you said Breida. Love the matchup for him against Kansas City. The Chiefs have allowed double-digit fantasy points, I believe, to three different running backs in the first 2 weeks of the season. I think you're going to continue to see him get more work than Alfred Morris. And I think at this point, it's safe to say that Kansas City's offense is really good. Probably means the 49ers are going to be chasing points, playing from behind, and they're going to put up points in this game. This could be a game where the total goes into the 70s. I do see Breida playing a lot more than Alfred Morris, than Kyle Juszczyk, catching a lot of passes, and being good for double digits in fantasy points. So I would absolutely go with him.
Dave, we have a texter from 630 says, Jordan Howard or Leonard Fournette?
Well, I don't know if Fournette's playing
yet.
I know he was limited in practice. And so if he's for sure going to play against Tennessee, I'm not quite sold on it.
I think Howard's
a little bit safer. I know Howard hasn't given you big numbers. I expected a huge game from him against Seattle, to be honest with you.
Totally agree.
And Nagy even said it after the game or days after the game. Yeah, we need to get him more work and more touches. And that would be the right thing to do. Take a little bit of that pressure off of Mitchell Trubisky. Put it on Jordan Howard's plate. Let him be the engine of the offense. And against Arizona, again, citing the short week, I think that's the smart play for the Bears. So for now, I'm going to say Howard.
Let's try Phil in Rogers Park. Phil, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. I need two wide receivers for a half PPR. Keenan Cole, Kenny Galladay, Demaryius Thomas, and Chris Hogan. Thanks.
Oh, it's going to be the two guys that you knew you'd be starting at this point in the season, Kenny Galladay and Keelan Cole. Galladay has just been outstanding for the Lions. And what do you think, guys? You think the Lions are going to run their way to victory against the Patriots? No, I don't think so either. I think you're going to see Galladay continue to get a lot of targets. It's going to be hard for the Patriots to slow him down. Patriots have not been great against the pass, so Galladay should be in your lineup. And Keelan Cole has a gorgeous matchup against Tennessee. The Titans' outside cornerbacks have allowed four touchdowns to outside receivers through two games this year. Keelan Cole should have a monster outing. I like both of them as number two fantasy wide receivers. Let me just put this out there. I will take them. Not only ahead of the guys you mentioned, I'll take them over Allen Robinson. I'll take them over Kenny Stills, Tyler Lockett. I'll take them over Amari Cooper going up against the Dolphins this week. I really think big things are ahead for Kenny and Keelan.
Novell on 670thescore.com. You are on the score with Dave Richard.
Good morning. I need two in the standard league. Keenan Cole, Hogan, or Cobb? I need two of those.
Yeah, you're going to sit Cobb from that group, but I actually like all three. And one of the reasons why I like Cobb, this is how deep my research gets sometimes. I checked out how Aaron Rodgers has done against this specific defensive play caller for the Redskins in the past. And his numbers have come over the middle to the slot. So I think Jimmy Graham has a good week, and I think Randall Cobb bounces back. We knew he wasn't going to have a good game last week against Minnesota. This week, if you're into tendencies and what Aaron Rodgers has done in the past, I think you can buy into Randall Cobb as a very, very sneaky play. But in your case, Novell, I would sit Cobb and go with the other two receivers.
We have a couple of texters that seem to think that Matt Patricia will have some sort of a Svengali-like control of Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Especially with Tom and Bill not speaking. But Josh McDaniel is a good go-between those two guys. What do you like Brady in that game? I don't quite understand why everyone would be afraid of Matt Patricia at this point.
Well, I'll tell you that in the past we've seen it where defensive coordinators that get head coaching jobs go up against their former team and they shock the pants off. Mm-hmm. They just do a great job. But yes, this is the Patriots. They are masters at game planning to their opponents' weaknesses. The Lions have allowed multiple passing touchdowns to their two opposing quarterbacks they faced. One of them was Sam Darnold. The other one was Jimmy Garoppolo. I guarantee you that Brady's going to have a good game. And by the way, there's a couple of new wrinkles in this Patriots offense that good old Matt Patricia hasn't seen or has been familiar with. And one of them is Josh Gordon, who's now joined that team. And I'm not calling for Gordon to have a big game, but I think Josh Gordon can end up just changing the dynamic of this offense and what it means, especially when everybody gets healthy. I think it's going to be difficult for Patricia and the Lions to keep up, given their personnel, given the players that they have, their limited pass rush. I think you're going to see them struggle, and I think Tom Brady and company have a big
game. So go get him. Go get Gordon if you don't have him.
I mean, Gordon was already owned in a bunch of leagues.
Yeah.
It was only the idiot morons out there that cut Gordon on upon hearing the news that the Browns were going to cut him. And I guarantee you that 100% of those people wish that they didn't do it because they still want to have Gordon on their team, especially now that he's with the Patriots. It seems pretty obvious that in time he'll have a good role in that offense. I don't think it's going to be like Randy Moss-type numbers, but I think he could be on the fence of a number two fantasy receiver rest of season. That's not a bad thing to have on a fantasy team. I don't know why you'd let that go. You need, you know, people don't have patience just generally in life, and that's certainly the case in fantasy football. Patience is crucial if you want to win your fantasy league. Just because a guy, you know, the rumor is he's going to get cut doesn't mean that his career is over. Just because a guy doesn't have a good week doesn't mean that the rest of the season is going to be bad. This is a good reminder for everybody that has David Johnson on their fantasy team. Don't worry, and this is not the thing you want to hear in Chicago right now, but David Johnson's going to bounce back. He's going to be just fine. Don't be nervous about him. Don't be nervous about Saquon Barkley, these other guys that you took in the first round.
That, it's so funny you say that. One of the first questions on one of the first texters wanted to know if you should trade David Johnson for Le'Veon Bell.
And think about this.
Think about that.
You're literally trading David Johnson for a ghost. is this
don't
how you
do
win
it.
Fantasy
yeah.
leagues? No.
That's hilarious.
This is not how you win.
Dave,
thanks, buddy. Good stuff.
You got it, guys. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.